This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
8:16 now on this Monday morning, February 10th, the Monday after TSA, suggesting you get to the airport 4 hours early if you have a flight, because naturally it is the biggest event in the world. Well, it was yesterday, and now people are trying to get home from it. Mark Romig joins us now, senior advisor for New Orleans and Company. Mark, congratulations to you and really the city, and I don't know who to congratulate, because I couldn't have been more proud watching the coverage yesterday. And all week long, Media Row, the way the city looked, the pregame coverage on Fox. Thoughts?
Thank you, Tommy. It is a wonderful Monday morning in New Orleans. And the big thanks goes to maybe probably 6,000 volunteers that stepped up to the plate to make this happen.
Yeah, talk about them, if you will, because, and I don't know if you're specifically talking about these volunteers, but as we were going back to work on Thursday, I think it was, I saw them deployed in their teal T-shirts with the beads. Talk about who that was.
Yeah, so early in the process, we solicited volunteers from around the community, around the region, to be part of the hospitality greetings and assistance and answering questions. And they were all over town this past week, particularly yesterday. They were lined all along Poydras Street, and where we had a number of floats lined up, and they were giving out beads and just welcoming people and thanking them for being in New Orleans and hoping that they come back, because certainly this is an opportunity for us to show off the best of this community and this region, and I think we accomplished that. I'm now over at the handoff press conference. We are handing the ball over to the San Francisco Bay Area. They will host next year Super Bowl 60, and everyone is in great spirits. The commissioner said that the San Francisco Bay Area folks are a little nervous after seeing what we were able to do here. But, you know, every year the next Super Bowl raises the bar from the previous one, so I'm sure they'll do a great job. But we are very pleased with what has happened. The game was decidedly in favor of the Eagles, but the pageantry was there, and the Superdome never looked better. The Caesar Superdome really shined on national broadcast.
I don't know really what part of it looked better. The downtown lighting, the Crescent City connection, all in all, it just, I mean, you guys had to be very happy with what the nation saw, huh?
Yeah, we are. And I think the opening segment on Fox with the
Lady
solemn
Gaga
memorial to, yeah, the solemn memorial to the tragedy on Bourbon Street, and the feel that everyone was lifting us up. And that was what the commissioner just mentioned, that it was important for us to never forget that, but also to rally and thank the first responders and say that we move forward, we move on, and we will not bow down. So it just all came together. And of course, the pregame, the great entertainment that was provided by Louisiana artists, it just really was the best that I've ever seen. So we're planning, you know, for future Super Bowls, hopefully here. I think everyone seems to be pleased with how the hotels, the restaurants, the attractions, our visitors, the experience that they had. And it's all coming together so that it once again shows why we are built to host.
To go back to the moving video, that had to take a lot of effort to get something like that done in the middle of the night and get all the principals involved together on Bourbon Street, huh?
Yeah, it was done in a very secretive way because they did not want to spoil that wonderful surprise of what that would look like on national television. But it was a cast of hundreds. Of course, you had the police chief, you had the commissioner, you had Mrs. Benson, you had all of the major players together. Yeah, and just, and of course, Lady Gaga walking up to her and her singing the song that really raised everybody's hopes and spirits and touched everybody. There were a lot of tears in the dome last night as people were watching that.
And it brought not just about New Orleans, but about Los Angeles, and even it was talked about the other things in the country that would bring us all together. Let me take a quick break, Mark, and we'll pick it up when we come back. Mark Romig, senior advisor for New Orleans and Company. He's at the handoff ceremony, handing the ball off, and we spoke to the people from the Bay Area Committee last week when we were on Radio Row, and we'll talk about future Super Bowls and more when we come back. 820 Traffic, WWL. 8:24 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, quickly back to a busy Mark Roman.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Big senior advisor for New Orleans and Company. So I heard on our news earlier, Walt Leger talking about and I hadn't even realized this before with the Super Bowl. And when you look at Super Bowl history, how they used to be in January, now it's the second week of February, how we want to have Super Bowls, but that can sometimes conflict with Mardi Gras because we also want to have that as well, right?
Yeah, there's a very careful coordination of schedules, particularly here in New Orleans in the months of January and February. We look at the Mardi Gras dates. Obviously, we want a little disruption of that iconic celebration. And then we also look for further out for any conventions that have already booked into the city. We certainly don't want to disrupt that. And so we weigh all that, and then we look at what years make sense for us to then we approach the NFL to say we are available. And that kind of conversation, those sorts of discussions go on a regular basis. So I'm sure once all the dust settles and we know we've got 3 Super Bowls planned out right now, you've got San Francisco, then Los Angeles, then Atlanta, and then the NFL will be looking to place the game at another venue, another city, and hopefully we'll be in the hunt for that. But a lot goes into the discussions as to availability of space and what's already on the books. But once again, you know, we're ready. We'd love to do our 12th one, and that message has been made very clear to everybody today.
So when it comes to feedback from the NFL, I can't imagine anything that they would have any issue with at all, huh? Do they?
Yeah, I mean, speaking to the commissioner this morning, his comments at this opening press conference to hand the ball over to San Francisco Bay Area, it's been nothing but glowing praise. From the game and go backwards all the way through the week, opening night last Monday at Caesars Superdome, to the parade itself on Saturday, to all of the elements around the NFL honors at the Sanger on Thursday night, just the activity that occurred throughout the week. And again, Brian McCarthy, their head of public relations, even mentioned the how great compactness the city brings to an event like this, where it took him no more than 16 minutes to walk from his hotel to any major event in the city during the week. So we've got, you know, got people pulling for us. And I think, you know, you've got to be obviously cognizant of other cities that would like to have this wonderful event. There are going to be new stadiums coming online, and those are always given consideration. But once again, New Orleans has proven this to the world. And speaking of the world, Tommy, we had 20 nations represented in the media center this week. And we've had the most of any Super Bowl with the number of media that came to us, something like 6,400 members of the media from around the world.
One other thing I wanted to talk about was convention business, Mark, and that's while Super Bowls are big and get the attention of the world, that convention business is extremely important. And what are some of the big things on the book? And Walt Leger telling me that you guys got things, or maybe you told me, I don't know, it was a long week, things booked in the 2040 already?
Yeah, I mean, conventions are the lifeblood of our visitor activity, because when a convention comes in, it's just not someone staying in a hotel and perhaps going to eat at a couple of restaurants and going to a museum or two. These events bring in production of events. There are special receptions that happen, build-outs of the convention center, and a lot of this is business expense. So a visitor comes in, they'll spend usually almost twice as much as a regular visitor, a convention delegate. And you know, these are anything from a corporate board retreat all the way to a 25,000-member National Automobile Dealers Association, which takes the entire convention center. So very important to the lifeblood of our economy. The convention sales team, led by Stephanie Turner, is out around the nation talking with meeting planners, talking with association groups, and have things booked out into early 2040s.
So looking back, and we only have a minute left here, is there anything the city can do better? I don't know what they could do, honestly.
Well, you know, we have a convention center hotel that recently was announced. The Omni will be developing and building another hotel across from the convention center, which is very important to have an anchor property attached to the convention center, much like what the Hilton plays at the Downriver side and all the other big hotels like the Sheraton and Marriott and the Hyatt. So that's coming online, and that's going to help us compete even more. And, of course, all the retail and upgrades to Upriver side of the convention center, that will help, again, build more opportunities and more venue space for events like this to use. So I think we're planning well for the future, and we feel very, very good about the next several years.
I think everybody involved knocked it out of the park. Well, except the Chiefs. Congratulations, Mark.
Thank you, Tommy. Thanks for being with us last week.
Thank you, sir. It was our pleasure. Mark Romig, Senior Advisor for New Orleans & Company. We're going to take a break. Come back, talk with Ted Rossman, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst, about financial infidelity. What is that? We'll find out when we come back. WWL.